Kaisa Radio, the African voice. It's all about you.
Yes, so today we're speaking about how to get our studies started for the semester. Now, this is a very short semester.
Yes.
It's so short that before you know it, you know, it's exams. And I think people become disillusioned in this semester. So where do we start today?
I think what I'm thinking about is that the dangerous thing of now having this image of this is a very short semester is that you don't take the time at the beginning of the semester to start thinking about, you know, how am I planning my studies for the semester.
So, like, okay, I haven't started studying. I've just looked at my stuff. Like, I've just looked and paged through and read and written down dates. You know, that's what I usually do. You know, just... So now, how do we do it? Do we need to have a plan, like a written down action plan? Like, you know what? From this day, I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes. I think the first thing I liked when you said, I just looked at these books. I'm just having a picture of browsing through it and dropping it there.
Mm.
So the first thing is also to get organized. Now you got your study material. Or your study material is still outstanding, the hard copies. What plan have you made? Have you toasted your materials to at least start moving, organizing yourself to say, here are my books for economics. I've got tutorial letter 101. This is outstanding. I need a prescribed book. I need articles. So you really need to get organized. And from what I'm hearing from you, we are not yet organized.
No, I just looked. I just said, okay, all right, I've got this date. Like, my first assignment is on the 10th of August, so I wrote it down, like, okay, during the weekend, because you're not going anyway, this is what you're going to do.
But we might find out that model requires a prescribed book. If we haven't really organized ourselves, or there is a study guide still outstanding for that model. Mm. So we should have already packaged the same models together. Also understanding what do we require for this assignment so that everything is there. So that's the first step that one need to get organized. Also checking the inventory letter will help. What is outstanding? How do I make plan B?
But I must say, I can't read the inventory letter. I've tried. Like, I see it. I see all these codes. But I don't get it. And I think it should be a situation where they just write normally, like, this is missing. Not OX3. And you're like, I can't read codes. You see, I think that actually, for the most part, because even last semester, there was because I did four subjects. One of the subjects, none of those things came. But I didn't know, because on the inventory letter, it was just these codes, and I was like, okay, and I just put that aside. And then one day I got like a call, and I'm like, yeah, we're coming to Korea, and I'm like, oh, that was missing. I didn't know.
I think the important thing is, just in general, if you don't understand something, follow it up. I'm sure it wasn't helpful for you just to put the letter aside.
No.
So you know, pick up the phone, you know, even talk to some of your fellow students. If you then can't manage to come in and speak to somebody in person, because you need to know how these things work, so that next year, for example, you'd be able to figure it out on your own.
Okay, now getting organized. We're starting there, right?
Yeah.
So if you are organized, do you think you've got a better shot to actually start studying? Because, okay, I know I'm talking too much. Because this is, I was very happy that we're talking about this. Even last week, remember?
It's very personal. Yes, I can see this. I'm also worried that this is a session for Litabo on air. She's like baking in my house.
Yeah, okay. You see, the thing is that I'm not an organized person. I think I'm DM a car. And that's, I think, I work best when everything's in the air and I'm just catching it there. But I see that it does not work with my academics, you know?
Yeah.
It does not. It does not help that 2 weeks before I need to start studying, like effective studying. And when I saw that today we're talking about getting ready for our studies, I was like, you know what? I'm going to put my heart into this. It's going to be my session on air. I don't mind. And we are going to get through this.
Okay.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I think that it's quite obvious that UNISA studies are quite structured.
Mm.
So I really relate to you in terms of this that you're not maybe the type of person to go and plan things like 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm. I will do this on this date and at this time. You know, you prefer to keep things open.
Mm.
But if you're not going to, like, you know, adjust some of that behaviors in order to be more structured in terms of your studies, it could lead to difficulties later on.
But you know what I've always said? I've always said that I don't like organizing my life because I don't want 2 days that I like. So I want my days to be different and for me to catch there. And, you know, but I see it does not work with academics. It really doesn't. I don't know how many times I've tried. You know, it's like 3 weeks before the exam, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I didn't do this assignment. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Because, you know, everything's just TMR. Anyway, it's 20 minutes after one on Unisa Radio. The African Voice is all about you. We're still speaking to Liesel and Chipiwa, who are our conversationalists. And we... not jotting down, but demystifying this studying programs that, you know.
Interact with us on Twitter at Unisa Radio.
Yes, it's now 24 minutes after 3 on Unisa Radio. The African Voice is all about you. Just played you some Kings of Leon with Pyro, and you're still speaking to Liesel and Chipiwa. If you are a regular listener to our show, you know they come in every Wednesday between 1 and 2, and they basically tell us the good stuff, you know, the stuff that we are here for, not the other stuff of being at the cafeteria and, you know, all the music. No. We're talking serious business here. So we're still speaking about being organized and how important is being organized. So how important is being organized? Let me start there. How big of an impact does being organized have on your studies?
Can I ask you, do you think about brushing your teeth in the morning?
Of course.
No, I mean, do you think about it or no. Do you just do it?
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like,
so it's like a routine.
Yeah.
That's how your studies should be. And if you don't think about doing it, but just doing it, you know, that is how you ensure that you manage to work through all your study material, that you really engage with your studies. Mm-hmm. Because there's nothing as sad as somebody who's just studying, you know, to get the piece of paper at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be busy developing the skills that you need, you know, that would be relevant in the workplace.
I think for me, the other important thing, one thing which works against us is the anxiety. And when you are not organized, the anxiety becomes so exacerbated that you are running around and everything is too much. So once you are organized, even though you have got challenges, but you then handle them more effectively, you can then be able, you are working on your assignment in time, you realize you have got a challenge, you have got so many options. Do I meet with the study group? Do I go and see my lecturers? But if you are completing this assignment on the day for the due date, you just said, I will see. I either just had to drop this assignment or I don't complete it. So can you see that those are some of the advantages and the impact on your studies?
But I must say that a lot of us do that because we know that if you hand in assignment one, you are guaranteed a spot in the exam. We just think, just do assignment one quickly. Whatever mark you got, it's fine. You'll start studying. But then you don't start studying. You're only going to start studying like 2 days before the exam if you remember that you have an exam.
It just becomes ineffective. Mm. And I think, you know, as Chifua said now, it contributes to your anxiety about your assignment results. It contributes to your anxiety about completing your exams. And you're not basically learning anything.
You're not. It's really like, in Setswana says, you're going back instead of moving forward. So after you get organized, what can you do?
The next thing that you must decide to do is how you're going to study. So mm-hmm. here we're talking about, you know, what will your approach be in terms of, for example, making notes. You know, again, it's not very effective just to read through all the study material. You need to decide, how am I going to memorize this? How am I going to make sure that I'm meeting all the requirements for the course?
Now, before we go on from organized, can I just, if you draw up a little chart and put in times, is that being organized?
It's part of it, yeah.
Because I would do that sometimes. I have a little chart with times and dates and deadlines, and I try to follow it, you know, and yeah.
I think that's it's the first step. Like you mentioned that you have written down all the dates of your assignment. Mm. So for me, I always ask, make this practical for me. Mm. Because what are you going to do to make sure that you comply with these due dates? There must be something in between. You say the assignment is due on the 10th. Mm. So from the 10th to this day, what's going to happen? How will you study? How will you prepare for this assignment? What Lisa was saying. What will you do when to make sure that by the 10th you are ready to hand in this assignment?
Okay, now going back to notes, what is the most effective way to write notes? Because I've seen people say they've written shorthand notes, but they're like essays. You know, it's kind of, then I wonder that what's the point?
Look, for me, the most effective kind of note is the notes that make sense for you.
Mm.
So some people prefer, to, for example, draw pictures or make mind maps. Other people prefer to, like, underline things and use keywords. There's also a very effective method called the question and answer method, where you use your study material, the study objectives, and you turn them into questions.
Mm.
So let's say, for example, you're doing economics, and one of the objectives is to understand the interplay between supply and demand.
Mm.
So a question would be, how does supply and demand work together? And then you answer that question.
Mm.
So in your notes, for example, you would have like 10 questions with possible answers, and that is what you use then to prepare for the exams.
Oh, okay, but that would be great, because then now you even know how to write it out.
Exactly. Mm.
That's very effective.
Yeah.
But I've seen other people, they take, a whole page, and then they fold it into these little strips, and then they write these small notes. And I'm like, but what's that for? That's just crazy, because you're not even going to see it, Mm. And the keyword, that's what I use. I would have like a whole paragraph, but I know some words that actually when I write it out, it becomes a whole paragraph.
Mm.
How about memorizing?
You see, the thing with the, if you are busy making effective notes throughout the semester, it's not just enough to make the notes, but you have to memorize them as well as you go along.
Mm.
So let's say you're studying something this week. Next week, you have to go and test your memory of what you studied last week.
Mm.
So it is about revisiting what you've studied all the time.
I've heard about this technique that a friend of mine does, and I laugh at it. But she swears by it.
Mm-hmm.
She says she needs to say things out loud. Does that work?
Yeah,
it does.
Wow, because I always laugh. Like, I wonder if she's at home and she's by herself.
Even if you, I've heard of students who would talk to their pets, for example.
Yes.
So even if you don't have another student to share it with, if you say something out loud, it's also a way of memorizing.
Mm.
That helps your memory. Yeah.
I also know somebody who records their study material.
No.
So when they are stuck in traffic, they listen to themselves, and that really works. So they also don't get frustrated with the traffic.
Yes.
Because they are playing the voices of the study material. Remember, it's about what works for you.
I understand.
But in time, can you see how much time does it take this person, one, to record themselves?
Mm.
So they plan well. I will sit and record myself chapter one, and then make notes, and then play these notes, and then...
But guys, honestly, somebody goes out there and actually listens to themselves.
Yes.
I don't like to hear my voice. I know I'm on radio, and you're like, ah. No, but really, I do not like to hear my voice. That's why every time they have to do like a listening session, I'm never here. I'm like, I don't want to hear my voice. It's fine. I know how it sounds like. But it could be a great way, because we always memorize songs.
Yes.
And without even thinking about it, like if you come to me like, well, let's sing this Beyonce, so I'll just sing it. Mm-hmm. I've never written it down. I've never read it anywhere. But because it's a song I keep playing, it's funny, but it's a great way.
But also you must, I don't want to be technical.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they said some people remember well things they have seen as well as what they have heard. So this person, if they read something and also they hear this information, it strengthens their memory.
But isn't it also about understanding? Because it would be very weird for you to remember all these things that you don't understand and you have to write it out.
Yeah. And also remember, when you get assessed in your exams, it's not about only repeating what you have read in the prescribed book. Mm. It's also how you have personalized this information. That's why you need time. Because that's why sometimes the question will say critically discuss. So there must be a point where you show your views or what you agree with or the weak critique certain things. So it's important that you also show a practical understanding and also maybe giving more examples which are not from the book, but it's based on how you relate to the text.
UNISA Radio, even better in 2012. UNISA Radio.
It's 1:45 on UNISA Radio, the African voice, so it's all about you. There's an announcement here. It says, Prof. Dorette van Eerde has lost an oval purple amethyst earring with a small white pearls set around the gemstone on the Mekelnet campus. If you have found this earring, please contact her on 012-429-8438 or bring it to her office. You know, it's an earring. It must be a very precious earring for her to even go on eConnect and put it up there that I have lost my earring. It must be. And if you found it, please just give it to her. You know, go sell it or something. You know, people, they're just chances. I was still speaking to Chipiwa and Liesel about starting our studies for this year. Well, for this semester, which is a very important semester. Now, a lot of students, how do I put it? Procrastinate. And we know procrastination is like the root of all evil. They say money is the root of all evil. I think it's procrastination. I think I know people who procrastination. Like, they say, I will do it. And on the last minute, they'll still say, I'm going to do it. And you're like, but it's the 11th hour. When are you going to do it? How do you avoid procrastination? Because it's, yeah.
You see, for me, you would avoid it if you ask yourself this question. And I want to ask everybody that question. People always say, you know, I always wait for the last minute because I tend to work well under pressure. So I always, the question I want to ask, think about if you have planned things differently, not to wait for the two last days. Do you think the results you got will be different? And if you think, especially as a student, about the results being different, what is important for you? How would you want people to measure your academic strength or your academic performance that, you know, even if I got 50, I'm better than that. It's only that I have done this during the last minutes. Do you think the employer would accept that?
I guess so, eh? And you find people who do pass if they studied last minute. Imagine if they gave themselves time.
Yes.
And Liesel, what do you think of procrastination?
The thing is just, you really rob yourself in terms of learning.
Mm.
So it's okay to start studying 2 days before the exam. And as you say, some people pass. But again, are you learning?
But, you know, procrastination, I don't know. And, you know, you always say, I'm going to do it. You know, it's a different semester. I'm fresh. My mind is clear. And then things just come into the way. You know, there's generations. And then there's idols. And then while you're still sitting there, you know, there's this movie, you know, and you just watch it. And then you come to campus, and then they're your friends. Then there's lunchtime. And then in lunchtime, it's extended by another hour because you were talking about generations that you also last night and spoke about on Facebook together. But now you need to say it together. Like, you know, it's those things.
You see, Litao, one of the things that I think when you organize and plan and have practical thing, when you leave your house, when you leave your flat, when you are going to the library, you need to have a plan. I'm going to arrive at the library at 9. When I arrive, just get my water, go to the bathroom. I will be sitting from 9 to 11:30, working on chapter 1 of PYC.
Mm.
So then you have got a goal, you know, the SMART goals.
Mm.
And then even when your friend comes through, you will say, Chomi, I will see you at 12 at the Protea. From now, I really have this to be done. Because if you do that, when you go home while lying on your bed, you don't even have the guilt to say, oh, that chapter one is not done, the assignment is due, and the anxiety, then you don't sleep. You sleep well. You know you are on time, things are going well. You even get more motivated to say, the way chapter one was so nice, I wish I can do chapter two now.
Also, you know, don't spend a lot of time in terms of feeling guilty about your studies. Mm. And procrastination will do that because you're not busy sitting down and doing what you're supposed to be doing. So, again, you need to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why am I punishing myself like this?
Now, here's another thing that I see with myself and a lot of my friends, right? I could be fine, like right now. I could be just fine. And then you put a book in front of me. I just fall asleep. I don't know why it happens to me. I don't know if it's a disease. But I know that a lot of people, they just, you know, you could be fine during the day, fresh. Just put a book, a textbook in front of me. Or just fall asleep.
That is why you need to, we talk about active learning.
Mm.
So again, you know, instead of just sitting and reading something, can you think about, for example, making notes? Or getting somebody else to study with you so that you can talk about your studies.
Mm.
So how can you make the studying for you, you know, more active, more interesting so that you don't fall asleep?
But also, Lita, I'm curious to know, when are you studying? Do you fall asleep if you go to the library in the morning? Studying after Generation and Muvango or after a long walk at Sunny Park?
Okay, yeah, after Pasani Park. I know that one.
So you see, I mean, studying it also requires a lot. It demands you. And of course, when the concentration and all that, with after that long walk to Sunny Park and going up and down with the escalators and...
check out all the clothes.
Yes.
Yeah, buying all the cool drinks.
So
yeah.
It also maximize your performance. Look at when are you tired and all that. How are you really making sure that when you're sitting down to study, you are really at your best.
You know, the Sunny Park thing is so true. I know so many people that come to campus, here in the Sunnyside campus, go to the building, I think building 13.
Yeah.
And then they say, no, let's go to Sunny Park quickly.
For lunch. For coffee.
Yeah. And then they come back to take their books and then it's time to go home.
Yes.
It's very sad because, you know, you do that, you are busy, but you look at the end of the week, at the end of the month, you haven't done anything. So I would really encourage you that, okay, it's important to have friends to connect, but how are you using this friendship to enhance your studies? Can't you guys come in the morning, sit in different places, you meet for lunch, then maybe you go to Sunny Park. When you come back, when you are a bit tired, it's discussion time. You can even be on Facebook if somebody is studying at main campus, the others at Sunnyside, being on Facebook, what have you studied, how you have understood it. Let's not only be on Facebook to talk about any other issues. Yeah.
Now, I'm closing it off, right? We said effective studying, you need to be organized, number one. You cannot study effectively if... everything is DMR and there's a song playing in the background. It can't happen. Number two is that you need to do the actual work. You know, you cannot leave it out for 2 days, 2 weeks before. Because also memory is weird. You would think you will remember, but yes. You will not remember.
No, you won't.
Yeah, memory is just weird. It's weird like that. Anyway, it's 8 minutes to two. Guys, thank you very much for coming in today. I'm looking forward to next week, because next week we're speaking about motivation.
Okay.
I can't wait to see what you guys have got in store for us. Because when I saw it, I was like, motivation, okay. Are you guys going to bring in like a motivation speaker?
No.
Oh.
No.
Remember, we always have conversation about any other issues.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for today. It's been eye-opening, as always, you know, like last